Hello, my name is Stanislava Linková and I am a master's student at the Šafárik University in Košice, Slovakia. The research presented in this poster was done in collaboration with Gabriela Andrejková and Norbert Kopčo, and it is about contextual plasticity in sound localization versus source separation. Contextual plasticity is a localization after effect that occurs on the time scale of seconds and minutes. Our previous study, presented at last year's ARO, reported the results of two experiments. The first one showed that this phenomenon is not dependent on engagement of the subject in an active localization task on the contextual trials. The second one showed that contextual plasticity is also observed and is stronger in virtual environments, both reverberant and anechoic. Here, correlation and variance analysis is performed on the previously collected data to evaluate two hypotheses about neural mechanisms underlying contextual plasticity. Two candidate mechanisms have been proposed to explain adaptation phenomena similar to contextual plasticity. First, Carlyle et al. Suggested that fatigue due to extended activation reduces responses in spatial channels near adapter location. Second, Lingner et al. Proposed spatial representation adapts to improve source separation at the cost of introducing localization biases. These two mechanisms lead to opposing predictions about spatial resolution of targets near the adapter. While the Carlyle's mechanism predicts that performance should become worse for these targets, the Lingner et al. Mechanism predicts that it would get better. To evaluate these predictions, we used two bias-independent localization measures, stimulus-response correlation and response-standard deviation. The results are more consistent with Carlyle et al. Suggestion that adapter causes fatigue or suppression of activation in nearby channels, assuming that the suppression causes noisier responses. Correlation in Figure 4 is better for targets far from the adapter than near, and it is better without the frontal adapter than with it. Thus, correlations are always consistent with Carlyle et al. Model in our results. Standard deviation referent to the baseline in Figure 5 increases for targets near adapter in real reverberant, again consistent with the suppression mechanism. In virtual anechoic environment, there is a weak trend toward the opposite effect. Specifically there, variance is reduced for some target locations when preceded by the adapter. However, this effect needs to be further explored. The overall conclusion is that contextual plasticity is likely caused at least partially by suppression in spatial representation, even for the brief stimuli used here, compared to the longer adapters used in the Carlyle and Lingner studies. Thank you for your attention.